Track 11, David Clayton Meets. Have you ever been told that you look like someone famous? I don't think I have, although I've been told that I must have a double, as people often think I look exactly like someone else they know. It's very weird. Anyway, David Clayton is telling us about people who do look like somebody famous. Here is David.
I noticed the other day that Jeanette Charles had died, and if you didn't know who she was the lady who looked remarkably like our late Queen Elizabeth II. It was almost by accident she found this out, because she had a portrait painted of herself to give to her husband as a birthday gift back in the 70s, and when it hung in a gallery, people said, "Why is there a portrait of the Queen here?" So she discovered she looked very much like the Queen, and as such started appearing in adverts and films and television programmes as Her Majesty the Queen, and became very famous for it. Now, many years ago, for Radio 4, I made a programme about these people who are called lookalikes, or I think it's said these days as looky-likies. Anyway, she looked like the Queen, so he interviewed her, terribly gracious about it, and even affected a voice like Her Majesty the Queen. I also went to interview a man in Boreham Wood in Hertfordshire who was making a bit of a living impersonating Mikhail Gorbachev. And when I went to meet him, he did have the same shaped face as Gorbachev, but had to paint on that forehead birthmark that Gorbachev had. And he said, "Oh no, I'm quite busy. I appear at all sorts of things." He said, "But it's not as good as Marlon Brando." I said, "What do you mean, not as good as Marlon Brando?" He said, "Well, years ago, I used to look like Marlon Brando. So I used to appear as him. So it's nothing new, is it?" We used to make our Radio 4 programmes at the studios in Newcastle, a BBC radio station there, as they had spare studio capacity. And we discovered up in Newcastle there was a lad who looked just like Bob Geldof. I mean, absolutely, the hair, the look, didn't sound Irish, sounded Geordie. But he was starting to get a name for himself, because in the late 80s, early 90s, after Live Aid, Bob Geldof was hugely famous. So what we arranged to do was to get him to our studios in Newcastle to interview him for this Radio 4 programme. Well, we didn't tell anybody, didn't feel the need to. He turned up at reception, asked for us, we went and got him, interviewed him in the studio. He was very Geordie, but he did affect a lovely Irish accent to do that Bob Geldof thing that he did at Live Aid when he appealed live on air, "Give us the money, give us the expletive deleted money." And people donated money and were quite shocked that he swore with a four-letter word. Anyway, that was Bob Geldof. That's what he was famous or infamous for. And this lad could impersonate the Irish accent. So when he came into reception, he looked just like Geldof and affected his mannerisms, you know, head looking slightly down with the hair, long hair dangling. And he was shown into the studio. Anyway, a bit later, I wandered out to reception and one of the receptionists called me over. And she said, "You're one of these Radio 4 people, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, yes, I am. You've been making programmes here today." "Yes, I have." She said, "I think it's terrible. I'm going to complain to management, because when famous people come in, we need to be told in advance." She said, "Bob Geldof was in here earlier on. You didn't tell us." I just smiled. It worked.
Thank you, David. I wonder where that Bob Geldof impersonator is now.